And we do want to thank our engineer, Zach Collins, back in the studio, doing an excellent job keeping us on in adverse conditions, to say the least, this evening. I'd like to blame the snow. I think we can do that. Fordham leads Monmouth here. We're underway in the second half, 34-26, 18-10 to go in this one. Fans, stay tuned. We have to finish our interview with my coworker, John Roos. We'll do that during one of our media breaks. It's Fordham basketball here. Launching a three is Pascal, who had to sit in that first half with a couple of fouls. Fordham offensive rebound, but Max DeLeo steals an intercepted pass, and he'll now bring it up. Robinson for three. He'll knock it down. Monmouth with a couple in a row here. Now just trail Steve, 34-29, 17:51 to go, second half. And Coach Pecora will take a timeout. We'll keep the action right here, as that timeout will get extended full. Monmouth has cut this Ram lead now to just 5, 34-29. First 2 minutes of this half, Steve, put that in favor of the blue and white.
Absolutely, and the half started with a Deion Jones layup, followed with an Eric Pascal three-pointer. But now Max DeLeo finds Justin Robinson for a three of his own, and it looks like the Hawks have some momentum going now. I think they're more talented than Fordham, Eddie. They just got to start playing with some intensity and hopefully some success here early on in the second half. They can get a little bounce to their step and really get rolling here.
17 minutes, 51 seconds to go. Well, stay tuned, fans. Under 16 timeout. I'm going to welcome John in just briefly. 34-29. Monmouth trails the Rams. And Steve, balanced scoring effort for Monmouth in that first half. But encouraging here. You said it. Deion Jones. We welcome you back to Rose Hill Gym. Monmouth trailing Fordham 34-29 as the Rams operate here, moving left to right. Pascal hands off to Antoine Anderson, top of the key. Sengfeller swings it to Mandel Thomas. Thomas with Deion Jones on him. Eight on the shot clock. Top of the key, it's Sengfeller. Swing it to Anderson, right wing. Around a room screen, three on the shot clock. Anderson doesn't see it. It'll be a shot clock violation. The second time Monmouth has forced the Rams into that, and the Hawks, Steve, get it back down five.
Great job by the Hawks there. No doubt about it, the most intense possession of the game, offensively or defensively, for the Hawks. Great job by Justin Robinson at the end with the ball pressure. Now let's see if they can convert on the offensive end.
Scored seven here in the second half. Couple of twos and a triple from Justin Robinson. Robinson has it here. Wanted the alley-oop to Kofani, instead thought better of it. So swings it over to Max DeLeo. Flips it cross-court to Robinson. Robinson, rise and fire. Too strong. Rebound gets tipped out, and it is Mandel Thomas. He'll catch and spin. Thomas, one-on-one with DeLeo. He'll lose it on the way out, and Fordham will inbound with 16:43 to go in the second half. Pascal will again sit down. He's got two fouls, and he'll sit. Sarkovic comes in. See, that's why Pascal was played only 9 minutes in the first half, had those two fouls that we forgot about. Inbounding it way almost in the backcourt is Fordham to Sengfeller, as now Antoine Anderson will go and get it. They'll initiate the Fordham offense with 16.5 to go in our second half. Zarkovic being hounded by DeLeo. Throws it to Antoine Anderson on the left wing. Dumps it down low, Sengfeller. Spins baseline. Has a shot blocked by Tillman. Loose ball comes out to Deion Jones. Jones leads Monmouth back the other way. Jones behind the back at the elbow. Steps back. Throws it now in the backcourt. As Robinson will control on the right wing. Robinson into the lane. Throws to DeLeo, top of the key. For three. Too strong. Rebound tracked down by Ryan Rooms.
Max isn't great when he has the quick release. He gets a dribble handoff there from Robinson. Really had to rush his shot, though.
Mandel Thomas throws down low, Rooms. He's been incredibly quiet. Jump hook. Too strong. Sengfeller gets the putback to go. They give that Fordham lead back to seven.
And Kofani came over to block the shot, which allowed Sengfeller to get position down low and then put in a layup over DeLeo.
4.5 gone by. Second half. Fordham up 36-29. Robinson top of the key around a Tillman screen. Pull up inside the three-point line is no good. And a loose ball offensive foul will go on Zach Tillman. Been a rough one for Big Zach. And still pick up foul number three. 15:22 to go in our second half. Fordham 36, Monmouth 29. Zach will actually keep things here on the court. And I want to be rejoined momentarily by my co-worker, John Roos, who we were going to have join us at halftime. Couldn't do it because of some technical problems. And this brief timeout is presented by ShopMonmouthHawks.com. Order your official fully custom Mammoth gear at shopmammothhawks.com. And, John, one thing we didn't get to talk about, which we can try now, at least briefly for 1 minute, your role with the athletics department at Mammoth. We know there's a lot of great projects going on campus, namely one way to improve our ever-improving football program.
Yeah, it's hard to compete with the MAC, but we have the Multipurpose Activity Center, $58 million facility built in 2009, and the type of strides it's made on our campus, but also in our community, just something to really hang our hat on, and we're so thankful to all those benefactors and people that helped us put that together, and also, obviously, the vision of the president and President Gaffney. But President Brown and Dr. Marilyn McNeil and the rest of the athletic staff really feels that to compete with the MAC, we want to also work on this new stadium concept. There's some drawings, some renderings online that people can take a look at to get excited about entering in the Big South. Obviously, as you know, being a football analyst, you know how awesome the Big South is, and for us to continue to move in this direction, it's necessary for us to build this stadium. And for all those people out there that have the ability to help us move this forward, you can contact me at my email or anything that's on our website there. But it's very exciting stuff. It's seating 4,200 seats. It's going to be much more user-friendly for our new ESPN3 broadcast and everything, and obviously bathrooms, concessions, just a spectacular arena that's going to mimic what we have at the MAC.
And if you want to check that out right now online, you can go to MU Stadium.
Yes, that's right, MU Stadium.
MammothHawks.com/MU Stadium, as well as John's contact information is available on our staff directory page on MammothHawks.com as well. And we can obviously speak from the point of view that we would love that facility to match the quality that the other facilities, Hess Field on the Great Lawn,
right,
the Multipurpose Activity Center, the great baseball complex, yep, so sweet a cat field with softball.
Yes.
So we ask and would hope that you would want to support the great local university.
Yes,
we're
asking alums, fans, everyone to join in. This is a team effort. And like I said, help us grow the direction that we're going. We need your help. So I really appreciate the time, Eddie. And I like how Mammoth's momentum starting to come our way. The Big Mo is starting to come our way. So hopefully we'll keep that going and we'll have a better score. Thank you, Eddie.
John Ever, the hoops guy, going to sneak in that analysis. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll welcome Steve Azaz back into the broadcast. That is, again, John Roos. Email jroos, J-R-O-O-S, at mammothid.edu for any inquiries in regards to Mammoth Stadium. As back from the media timeout, Fordham will throw one away here as we begin action again. Rams come down, throw it out of bounds. So Hawks trailing by 7. We'll get it back. 5 minutes gone by in our second half. It's been, Steve, a struggle on the court, on the broadcast area, but Mammoth down just 36-29.
Good teams, good broadcasters, Eddie. You got to face adversity and battle through the elements.
And you're not kidding. 15 on the shot clock for Mammoth. Robinson drives over to James. James loses one in the air, and he loses it right to Antoine Anderson, who fell on the ground and then will maintain possession for Fordham. Tough possession for Mammoth. I always had coaches tell me, and I didn't do this often, but know what you want to do before you jump in the air. And old Josh got caught in no man's land.
Yep.
He can jump a lot higher, though, than ever I could have. That's obvious. 14-20 in the second half. Pascal back on for Fordham. Zarkovic has it with 8 on the shot clock. Gets a room screen. Picks up his dribble. 3 seconds. Goes back door to Sengfeller. His layup is missed, front of the iron. Rebound comes down to Robinson, and he's fouled by Antoine Anderson. It'll be foul number 2 on the Fordham point guard.
Another good defensive possession right there for the Hawks. Fordham not really going anything going towards the rim until the very end there. Then Robinson with the rebound and then foul. Let's see if Mammoth can get a good possession here. Cut into this lead.
It's Nicholas Robinson, Jones, James, and Brady, the Mammoth 5. 6 minutes gone by. Jones has been quiet. He's got a very quiet 6. Robinson to James. Pull from 12 is short. Sengfeller with the rebound.
That's a shot that Josh James will eventually start hitting more consistently. He's got to keep working on that, though. But I like it. Head fake, going to his left, pull up was open, just couldn't make it.
He now has to guard Pascal, who drives and kicks out to Zarkovic. He'll attack the paint out to Anderson, top of the key, the lefty. Skip pass over to Pascal. Finds Zarkovic now in the right corner. being guarded by Jones. Monmouth guarding much better early on in the second half. Pascal, double-teamed by James and Nicholas, throws for Sankfella. Sankfella to Zarkovic into the lane. His pass is deflected by Jones. Shot clock violation again, Steve, to this half. Monmouth wanted the leak out to Robinson, but they ruled that the Hawks didn't have possession, so they'll get it back with 13-12 to go in the second half.
Quite honestly, Eddie, I think that was the right call. I don't think the Hawks had possession there. So, really, Fordham catches a break because that was a wide-open layup for Justin Robinson.
So the defense is cranked up. Offense still a struggle. 13:05 to go. Hawks trail by 7. James on the right wing has it. Right corner now to Brady. Throws it on the block to Nicholas. Nice get pass to Robinson for 3. In and out. Hawks need that big bucket to fall. And they can't. As Fordham brings it back down, moving left to right. Anderson throws it left wing. Mandel Thomas. Back up top to Anderson. Steve Anderson's still a young player, too. Just a redshirt freshman for Coach Pecora. Left block. This is Ryan Rooms. Double team by Brady and Nicholas. Nice step through by Rooms, and he'll put it in.
And that can't happen. Red coming over the trap. Rooms splits the trap. Kind of hooked Brady a little bit. Could have been a foul, but nice, just strong move by Ryan Rooms.
Brady, right elbow. Skips it left wing to Robinson on the left wing. Robinson around a Brady screen. Bounces it to Jones. In the right corner, James for 3. Off the side of the backboard, and the rebound comes down to Antoine Anderson.
Josh James just really struggling with a shot.
Anderson around a room screen on the left elbow. Out to Sengfeller for 3. Oh, he put it in. That's a big shot. As Fordham now goes up 41-29. Hawks struggling here in the second half. Robinson into the lane. Can't get that one to fall. Pascal pulls down the rebound. 11.5 to go. Rams with their largest lead of this one at 12. Pascal rise and fire for 3. That one too strong. Rebound to Robinson. He pushes coming the other way. Ahead to Nicholas, who's come back for 3. Big shot for Red to cut this lead back to single digits.
The Hawks caught a break. Pascal was trailing on the transition. Got a wide open look. Couldn't make it. A run out for Robinson, who hit Andrew Nicholas on the left wing, and he bangs it down in transition. Big shot.
9 minutes gone by second half. Monmouth down by the same margin they were down at half. 9 points. Right wing, Eric Pascal, guarded by James. And James almost forced the turnover. That one goes out of bounds. It will remain with Fordham. 10:57 to go, and we'll step out. 60-second timeout. Fordham 41, Monmouth 32. We're back in 60 on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Fordham 41, Monmouth 32. You know, Steve, we're keeping an eye on the crowd with John Roos, who joined me at halftime and in the second half. Former MU player, good eye. See, John was a point guard. He's got the vision. Good eye. Former Monmouth player, Steven Spinella, in attendance with his dad, Carmine, up in the stands as well.
So we got Monmouth all over the place here, too. Our good buddy, Whitney Coleman, also here.
Yeah.
As a member of the Fordham women's basketball staff.
A lot of ties, obviously. This not too far away from campus. Probably get here in just an hour and some change. We had some business to tend to on the way up. Checked out one of our great sponsors, McClune's Restaurants, and their new Hoboken location. Picturesque, right on Sinatra Drive in the uptown section of Hoboken. That's obviously the game being broadcast on SNY this afternoon. So, longer timeouts. The play-by-play to our right. Sideline reporter walking around as well. She was checking out the Monmouth huddle, Steve, and Monmouth breaks that huddle with some new players. Colin Stewart, Austin Tillman joining, and Kofani as well, James and Nicholas. Look at the stat sheet. It's been a struggle here for both teams in the second half. After shooting a combined 47% in the first half, these teams now hovering right around the 40% mark in the second half. They've each hit a couple of threes. Monmouth, no turnovers here in the second half, but still down 9.
Eddie, I'm starting to wonder, when Justin Robinson's not in the game, usually Austin Tillman has been the backup point guard in. And I'm starting to think, you know, Josh James, he was at his best last year when Robinson was hurt, and he was playing the starting point guard role and had the ball in his hands a lot. If you're going to put Robinson out, then maybe you put Josh James at point guard and then replace Tillman with a shooter, especially against that zone, and let Josh handle the ball more and put the ball in his hands, because that's when he was really at his best.
And you look now, you almost have 2 point guards in Tillman and James, the 2 shooters in Stewart and Nicholas. We'll see how this 5 mixes with Kofani as well. Offensive foul is the call here, as that foul will go on Chris Stengfelder. That's a shock, as that one was called away from the ball. The second Fordham foul is the first on their leading scorer tonight. He's got 15. He'll attack the rim, and he can't get that one to go. That's his sweet spot, too, Steve. Rebound pulled down by Fordham.
I do like Josh James catching the ball there, going strong. A little bit of contact, but no call.
Thomas to the basket for Fordham. No good. Tip rebound comes down to Nicholas. Nicholas gets it over to James. James head up in transition. Waits for everyone to join. Now midway point, second half. 41-32, Fordham. Tillman, Nicholas, face up three from Red. Is too strong. Rebound to Stengfelder.
I thought the Hawks have been relying a little bit too much on the three in this half. They have hit a couple, but really not many easy baskets at the rim.
Thomas around a screen from Aston. Now over to Anderson, back to Thomas on the wing. Anderson will now call out instructions. Super quick guard from Rochester. Throws to Thomas, down low, Paschal, being guarded by James, and James fouls Eric Paschal. That's a tough cover for Josh James with 9:26 to go here in the second half.
Josh James has been doing a pretty good job on him on the perimeter, but you're right, and when Paschal goes to the post there, that's a very tough matchup.
Fourth Monmouth foul. I was wondering why this half seemed like it had some good flow. Just six fouls called the first 10.5 minutes. Monmouth unable to dent this Fordham lead, though. After cutting it down to five, it's back to nine. Thomas on the right wing, top of the key, Paschal. Guarded by James. Throws it now left wing to Anderson, and he'll be called for traveling. So Monmouth will force the 10th Fordham turnover in this one, 9 minutes to go. Rooms will come back for Fordham. Deion Jones for Monmouth. Steve, you look up, there's 9 minutes to go. I mean, this game is quickly, you know, it's like a football game where both teams are running the ball. It's just kind of wasting away.
And both teams playing an even half. Each have 10 points, so Monmouth not cutting into that lead at all.
Colin Stewart for three. Rise, fire, and knock it down. It's down to a six-point game again, 41-35.
Eddie, you called it about having Colin Stewart have a big effect on this game, and he has turned the ball over a little bit, but he's hit some couple really nice threes. Hopefully he can get some more.
Anderson to the basket. Can't get the lefty shot to go. Kofani tips the rebound over to Austin Tillman. Tillman bringing it back the other way to Nicholas. Pumped for three, got everybody in the air, throws to Jones. Deion Jones down low, has his shot blocked, had a wide open Colin Stewart in the corner, didn't see him. Fordham now back the other way. Paschal, top of the key to Thomas, and he'll slow things down with 8:20 to go.
And that's for having just a feel for the game is so important. Jones catches the ball. He could have flipped it right out to Colin Stewart on the left corner, who was wide open. Colin just banged one down. You really want to get a guy like Colin going, get him some confidence.
He's guarding Mandel Thomas now. Double team. Six on the shot clock. Thomas gets it back from the pass. Into the lane. Good defense here by Monmouth, and they force another turnover. That travel will give it back to Monmouth. A bit of momentum on the Hawks' side now. Fordham leads the Hawks 41-35. 7:56 to go in our second half. We'll come back after a 60-second timeout on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Steve, I got a good one for you. How about one of our great sponsors that I'm going to read this and my stomach's going to growl? Scala's Pizzeria over in West End. Proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. Go visit Will and Faz and crew or give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit scalaspizzeria.com. I would like nothing more than late-night Scala's sesh back when we get to campus.
It sounds delicious,
Andy. I am starving right now. We get our... Yeah, they got the whole wheat pie. See, John and I are on that health kick right now. That's right. Hawks trail Fordham 41-35. Steve, second half, it hasn't been pretty either way. Both teams shooting in the 30s, but Monmouth has uglied the game up a bit. They've really turned up the defensive pressure. They have forced seven turnovers the first 13 minutes here in this second half. Conversely, they haven't given it up at all in the second half, and they're seemingly on the cusp of getting this to one possession.
Well, undoubtedly, Monmouth has turned it up defensively. Defensive intensity is there. Now they got to start getting some baskets on the offensive end. I feel like they've settled for a lot of threes, but they have hit three of them. They're 3 of 8 from three. They were 1 of 4 in the first half. So maybe Colin Stewart can open it up a little bit, and then they can get some drives to the basket and get some easy baskets around the rim. And that's why getting stops is so important, too. You want to get stops and outlets and try to get some easy baskets in transition.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by Aramark, Monmouth University's official food service provider. As we're back to action with under 8 minutes to go in our second half. Austin Tillman running the show with Monmouth trailing 41-35. Gets it back from Colin Stewart, top of the key, swings it around the perimeter. Nicholas over to Deion Jones. Jones gets his man in the air. Beautiful spin down low and puts it in. It's a four-point game.
Great job by Deion Jones. Driving baseline and then the spin move without pushing off, which sometimes he does. Nice play.
Hasn't been a pretty one, folks. It's 41-37 late in the second. And Monmouth complete the comeback. Thomas on the left wing, guarded by Stewart. Now the assignment of Pascal falls on Deion Jones. And they call Jones a bit of a hand check touch with 7:09 to go in the second half. Monmouth's sixth foul. And you know what's expected, Steve, and that's a foul that is called nowadays. Now it's been a couple of years with these rule changes.
Absolutely, and you saw the coaching staff, Coach Rice, Brian Reese, telling Deion, you're right there. Just use your body.
Austin Tillman comes away with a steal. In transition, has his shot pinned, but he's fouled by Mandell Thomas after a steal. Oh, I think Monmouth, Steve, very fortunate there to get that call on Mandell Thomas. I thought he got all ball as Tillman will go to the line for two. We'll get a look at the replay here. Oh, man.
A bit unfortunate, too, because Colin Stewart was right there for the putback, and he put in a layup. That call ends up helping Fordham out a little bit because Colin Stewart was right there for the putback. Tillman misses his first shot.
This has been something Monmouth has been improved at, is shooting free throws. Tillman makes one of two, so it is, Steve, now a one-possession game. 41-38, 7 minutes to go. The game kind of matches the weather outside. It's been kind of foggy and cloudy in here because neither team has been able to really find the zone thus far. Sengfeller throws one away right into the foot of Nicholas. It goes out of bounds off of Red. And Steve, Monmouth's really been able to clamp down this second half. They've held Fordham to just 10 points through the first 13 and change here in the second.
Absolutely. Now Monmouth starting to get it together offensively.
Fordham will inbound. They'll throw it all the way in the backcourt to Mandell Thomas.
What a difference in ball games from Sunday to now, huh?
Yeah, it really is. Thomas jump stop in the lane. His little floater is good over Deion Jones. Back to a five-point game. Under 6.5 to go. Yeah, this game looks a lot more like last Thursday up in Marist. Hawks moving it here. Tillman top of the key. Robinson ready to check back in. Stewart is going to catch and go to the basket. Nice lead behind pass for Kofani, who can't finish. He lost it on the way up. As now Fordham will bring it back left to right. Mandell Thomas to Antoine Anderson. Around a screen. Dumps it down low to Sengfeller. He'll lay it in with the left hand. Four in a row for the Rams. And Coach Rice will take a timeout with 5:59 to go. And Monmouth trailing by seven.
And not a good sequence for Reese Kofani. He gets a nice pass from Colin Stewart, but goes up soft with his left hand. And then down low, Sengfeller just carves out space. Puts Kofani on his back. Gets good position and puts it in.
45-38. So the Rams have scored almost half as many points in the last 30 seconds, Steve, as they did the entire second half to this point. They've stretched that lead back to seven. Fans, tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by our friends from Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant, located just north of Pier Village, right on the ocean in Long Branch. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. Hawks down seven. Justin Robinson, Steve, coming back in. What are they going to do? The final 5:59. To come back and then maybe ultimately pull out a tough come-from-behind win at Fordham, because the Rams right now has seized momentum back.
Well, when you're losing, it always comes down to stops first. So the Hawks have to get stops. They were doing a better job early on than five straight by Fordham. Offensively, I still feel like they've taken too many threes. They got to try to start getting some baskets at the rim. The Deion Jones drive was nice. They're starting to close out hard on Colin Stewart, so that should open up some drives.
Yeah, that last possession when Kofani lost it, he's actually taken a seat in favor of Zach Tillman. It was a Stewart up fake and drive that started the whole thing. I thought he was going to pull up after the one dribble. As now Monmouth has it, Deion Jones will work, go to the rim, count it, and a foul. Deion Jones has quietly kept this team in with big plays like that, Steve. 5:52 to go, Monmouth down five, Deion shooting for a three-point play.
And what a great way to answer after a timeout. Deion Jones, great job by King Rice, putting Deion Jones in a place where he can catch and be aggressive. Catches it in the middle of the zone, goes hard, finishes, and makes the foul shot.
He's cut this back to a four-point Fordham lead. That's a big sequence there for Monmouth, 45-41. Now the Hawks are going to harass Fordham in the backcourt. Mandel Thomas gets it over. Took him 9 seconds to get it over. As now they initiate offense, 5:40 and counting. Robinson guarding Anderson. Top of the key. Yeah, left wing. I thought he carried it too. Throws it over to Thomas on the right wing. Return pass to Anderson. Picks up his dribble. Down low, Sengfeller. He's been good tonight. His shuffle pass goes to the cheerleaders. Monmouth will get it back with 5:23 to go.
You see, when the ball goes in the post, Monmouth has really been doubling the post all season long. That time forcing a turnover. Great job.
Yeah, the defense, Steve, has been there tonight for Monmouth, no doubt. Down 45-41. Four shooters on the floor for MU. Robinson throws one to Jones, and he has it poked away by Thomas. It leads to a break the other way. Thomas at the rim. Good, and a foul. That's a big sequence for Mandel Thomas as he helps Fordham go back up by six, and that is a momentum killer for MU.
Deion Jones has missed Colin Stewart twice in the second half. The one we talked about earlier, Deion catches the ball right above the left elbow there. They all went to Deion. He could have just caught it, skipped it to the left corner. Colin had a wide open look.
As Mandel Thomas is at the line.
And, Eddie, that's why coming back is so hard. You give yourself an uphill battle by coming out sluggish in the first half, and you're on the road. It's very tough to come back like that.
Thomas made the free throw, so it's 48-41 Fordham. Jones down low. As it poked away again, he gets it back this time. Throws top of the key to Robinson. Almost 3 seconds called on Jones. Robinson into the lane. Nice bounce pass for Jones. Pascal, it finds its way over to Tillman after a deflection, and Big Zach is fouled. He'll go to the line for two. And, Steve, this point I want to bring up. With 4:46 to go, and the Hawks trailing by seven, when I spoke to John at halftime, and he played some D1 ball in his day, he said what he wanted to see was faster, crisper ball movement in the zone, quicker decisions. If Deion catches, makes a definitive pass, dribble, whatever, he'll be okay, but he's almost predetermining his reads, and Fordham seems to be catching up with him as Tillman misses the first one.
Yeah, a little bit too nonchalant when he caught the ball. You got to catch it and be ready to make a move or make a pass, and he just held on to it for too long. Tillman misses the first foul shot there.
The missed free throws have hurt MU in this one. Whistle here talking some kind of substitution thing. They were talking to Nicholas with DeLeo ready to check in.
Well, we got DeLeo coming in, hopefully on the make, Eddie, and then we'll see if Monmouth wants to pick up full court, try to pick up this pace.
Tillman missed them both. Steve, you've mentioned it. It's so hard to come back exerting energy. What you can't do is leave points out there, and that's what Monmouth has done. 1 for 4, their last four free throws. Sengfelder for 3 for 4, to way off to the right. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones. Robinson pushes in a hurry. Rushes it up to James. Now Robinson on the right wing will reset the offense. 4:18 counting. Hawks down 7. Robinson lead for Nicholas. Skip pass right wing to James. James to Robinson. He tees up a 3. Too strong. It leads to a leak out the other way for Mandel Thomas for Fordham. Thomas floater over James. Too strong, but Pascal tips it in to put Fordham up by 9.
Great job by Pascal running the floor.
Deion Jones for Monmouth is stripped by Mandel Thomas. Turnover bug biting MU here. Rams have it up 9, 3:45 to go. And it looks as though, Steve, it might be missed opportunities that is going to doom Monmouth tonight.
Deion Jones has moments of being so good, and then he has moments where you just say to yourself, you're so much better than that. And he's had some turnovers where he just needs to make better plays.
Pascal airballs a three with 3:20 to go. Robinson pulls it down to James. James to the rack. Can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line for two, and that's the Josh James that we know.
He's great in transition, as a lot of these guys are on the Mammoth Hawks roster, and I feel like last year he makes that, right, and he's going to the line. This year it's not falling for him, but eventually we hope it will.
3:18 to go. Fordham 50, Mammoth 41. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go in regulation. Fordham 50, Mammoth 41. Fans, we'd like to thank our good friends and premier sponsors throughout this basketball season. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue in Sitton Falls. Coca-Cola, McLuhan's Restaurants, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health, Mammoth Medical Center. Thank you for your tremendous support all season long as the original Jock Jams brings us back, Steve, to this timeout. Hawks down 9. They can keep it going. A couple of free throws coming for Josh James. Does Mammoth have to begin to pressure full here in order to generate some extra possessions down 9 with 3 and change?
Absolutely. I think they need to pick up the pace. Mammoth can take some points off the board here with the clock stopped. And then I'd love to see them press full court, little run and jump, try to get some steals. But Mammoth hasn't done that much this year. King Rice's first few years, they really like to trap and run and jump. Not so much this year. But we'll see if they get back to that now in the last 3:18 and try to create some turnovers.
James will go to the line when we return from this break. Steve, Mammoth shooting just 7 of 20 in the second half. Deion Jones, the only Hawk in double digits with 11. And I can't help it when I hear this, not do this. I just love it. You love the visual jokes on the radio always work.
Sure.
It's been a struggle offensively for the rest of the Hawks roster, Steve. After Deion's 11, just 6 points for Colin Stewart on 2 of 3 threes. And knowing that, maybe, well, he's on the bench right now, but you've got to look to get some looks for he and Nicholas, who hasn't been himself the last couple of games as well. I mean, Andrew Nicholas, shot selection sometimes aside, is a high-volume Division I scorer. He's just 1 of 3 this evening.
And we talked about Justin Robinson. I think I jinxed him in the beginning. With his high percentages as he was shooting going into this game, Robinson really struggling. 1 of 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3. And he's on the bench right now. Maybe we'll see if Coach Rice goes offense-defense with Colin Stewart or Justin Robinson later on this last 3 minutes.
James makes both free throws. Hawks down 7. Kofani, Jones, DeLeo, Nicholas, James. Mammoth will pressure full here. 3:15 and counting. Jones, screened at midcourt. Anderson will get free. Throws it ahead to Thomas. Had a three-pointer, but smartly decided not to take it. DeLeo will guard Anderson. Throw it now left wing, Eric Pascal. He goes for Thomas, top of the key, under 3 to go. DeLeo momentarily takes it away from Anderson. Jump ball, alternate possession. It will remain with Fordham with 2:52 to go. Nice feistiness by Max DeLeo with 9 on the shot clock.
He's just incredible. And defensively, getting his hand on balls, deflecting it, and then diving on the floor and just getting one arm on the ball to force a jump ball.
That's a foul, by the way, on you. You fouled me in the act of penning.
You can take it.
Inbound to Sengfeller. 5 on the shot clock. Over to Anderson. Anderson picks up his dribble. Thomas, 3 to beat the shot clock. Too strong. Kofani goes high for the rebound. 2:38 to go. James ahead to DeLeo. Max will split a double team. Jumps to pass and then throws it out of bounds. A wasted possession again for Mammoth after a great defensive possession. They give it back with 2:30 to go.
Great defensive possession. Max had 3 guys on him in the left corner. You got to just try to make a pass out of that.
And we've heard Coach Rice say all the time, slow down sometimes. Work to get a good shot. You're just down 7. Sengfeller throws right wing to Thomas. Poked away by Deion Jones for a minute. Now Thomas drives. Kicks out to Anderson. He pumps it 3. Little lefty floater is no good. And Deion Jones pulls it down. 2 minutes to go. Mammoth down 7. Jones will go to the rack. And he is fouled by Antoine Anderson. Before that, 7th foul on Fordham. So 1-1, and Steve, we like to be as objective as the next guy. That might have been a good play on there. I didn't see a foul on Anderson.
Now Anderson made a nice play. He anticipated where Deion Jones was going. I think he reached too much hand play. But actually, it was a very good defensive play. But now Deion Jones got to make his free throws here, have Mamet set up a press and try to force a steal.
2 minutes even to go in this one. And Jones hits the first. As bad as they've been offensively at times in the second half, Mamet within six with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, they've had their opportunities, and then right when you think they're going to make that next run, they turn the ball over.
Jones makes them both. 50-45 with exactly two to go. So, Steve, you're down five with two. Now you got to make some plays. Max DeLeo is going to guard Mandel Thomas the full length of the floor. Thomas brings it up, 28 on the shot clock. Minute 50 to go in this one. Probably the last possession as Deion Jones fouls Antoine Anderson. I was going to say the last possession to go without fouling. Mamet's seventh foul, so if Anderson misses this, it's a great foul with 1:48 to go.
Antoine Anderson, 52% on the year so far, 11 of 21.
I'm okay with that foul.
Well, if he misses it, you're certainly okay with it, right?
Yeah, well, just going by the numbers here. Anderson, the redshirt freshman from Rochester. First free throw is missed. Rebound comes down to Deion Jones.
Great foul.
Great foul. 100 seconds to go. Hawks down five. James drives, kicks to Leo for three. Way short. Deion Jones keeps the ball alive. Kofani throws to Nicholas for three. In and out. Kofani, loose ball, keeps it alive. And Deion Jones is fouled with 1:31 to go down low. Mamet displaying feistiness and coming back in this one as Jones will go to the line for two with 91 seconds to go.
And let's credit Brees Kofani there for just being an absolute beast on the glass. That's the value that Kofani has brought to this team since he's come here. He gets rebounds all the time in traffic, and then late in this game they need two big offensive rebounds, and he comes up with them.
And Jones calmly sinks the first one. Veteran presence in Deion Jones. Game has been, if this was a football game, Steve, it'd be 10-7 and be a lot of hard hitting. Jones makes them both. One possession, 50-47. Offense, defense here. Robinson in, Jones out, as Mamet will pressure full. So one possession with a minute 31 seconds to go. Can Mamet come into Rose Hill and steal one from Fordham? Inbound to Mandel Thomas. Thomas being hounded by the Mammoth backcourt. As now Robinson will guard Anderson, and Tom Bacora, Steve, will take a timeout. 1:21 to go, 26 on the shot clock. And Fordham 50, Mammoth 47. It's a full timeout. We'll keep things right here. It's been a valiant effort by this Mammoth team, Steve. All the adjectives you want to throw. They've clawed back into this one. They have fought their way back into this one. It has not been pretty at times, and dare I say this game at times has been flat out ugly, but they're down three. Now what do you try and do from a tactical standpoint? Do you try to force a couple of steals? Do you play straight up defense? What are you telling your team if you're King Rice in the huddle?
Typically, Eddie, when I'm down one possession, I'd like to trust my defense and play it out. Try to get a stop and a rebound and go. However, Antoine Anderson just missed that front end of the 1-1. On the year, he's shooting 52% from the foul line. Chris Zengfelder's in the game as well in that huddle. He's 7 of 15 from the foul line. That's 46%. So I might want to trap, try to get a steal here, and then if we get something, if Fordham gets something going to the rim that looks open, try to give a foul on Anderson or Zengfelder. Percentage-wise, that might be your best bet. You certainly don't want to foul Pascal or Mandel Thomas. The guys to foul on the court right now are Anderson and Zengfelder.
Well, and with Mamet Steve having 17 fouls, it'd be 1-1. Anderson has his hands on the basketball a lot. So maybe you just have that be your flat-out strategy. He just missed one. Odds of him missing the second one increase after that first one. Pascal will inbound. He throws it into the backcourt. to Antoine Anderson. Being guarded by DeLeo. If I'm Coach Rice, I tell DeLeo, gamble every chance you get. He gives it up to Mandel Thomas. Double teamed. Anderson shakes free left wing. He's got it. He's fouled by Robinson. Foul number two on Justin. So that's kind of exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Give yourself a couple of chances. And now you make Antoine Anderson earn it from the foul line where he shoots 52% from the floor. James out, Jones in for Mammoth.
Good job by the Hawks. Max gambled, like you said, made one pass. Robinson went and trapped. The ball went back to Anderson, and then they fouled him. One and one again. Got to get a box out.
And Anderson missed it again. Rebound to Kofani. Hawks down three, 65 seconds to go. Robinson to Deion Jones. Works it back to Justin Robinson. Now throws to Jones left wing, under a minute to go. Robinson around a Kofani screen. DeLeo pumps it three. Wants to go down low to Kofani. He does. Freeze, driving, kick to Nicholas. Red attacks, threes for Kofani. Short jumper's good. Hawks now down just one with 44 and a half seconds to go, Steve. And how about that offensive possession? Worked to get a good shot, didn't go too fast, and the Hawks are now down 50 to 49.
Hawks have a lot of momentum right now. Andrew Nicholas drive left baseline, kicking to a Brees Kofani for an eight-footer isn't probably what you would think would be the highest percentage shot, but nice team basketball by the Hawks. They threw it around the perimeter. You got some drives, some kicks, and then Kofani had an open look, and he knocked it down. Now Mammoth could either play it out here, or they can go with the same strategy, try to get a couple traps and steals, and then foul Anderson or Sengfelder.
Well, Steve, here's your big question. Antoine Anderson is Fordham's point guard. He has missed two front ends of one and one. Mammoth right now has 18 fouls. If you elect to do that, they're going to put him at the line again at one and one. 44.5 seconds to go, and the Hawks, Steve, on currently an 8-0 run, haven't led since 2 minutes gone by in this one.
I like the strategy of trying to get a couple traps and then fouling Anderson or Sengfelder. I think that so far has worked, and I'd like to see him do it again.
Thomas, double teamed by Robinson and DeLeo, throws ahead to Pascal. Back to Thomas. That's the guy they want to foul as Anderson got rid of it quickly. They throw it back to Anderson, and Nicholas does smartly foul him with 28.8 seconds to go. Turn the shot clock off for the rest of regulation as going to the line. Again for one and one is Antoine Anderson with Fordham up by one. And did you see his reaction after he got fouled? He was upset.
He was upset. You know, when you're up three or when you're down three and you don't have to foul, sometimes I don't like to do it because if they make it, it's a two-possession game again. The Mammoth didn't have to foul there, but even if he does make these, it's still a one-possession game.
Anderson at the line, the lefty. Misses again for the third time.
Wow.
Mammoth can win this game, Steve, as they pull the rebound down. 24 seconds to go. Robinson runs it up court to the rim. Missed. Gets his own rebound. Robinson throws it up top of the key to Kofani. And Coach Rice will take a timeout with 14.9 seconds to go. And Mammoth down 50 to 49. The Hawks, Steve, can absolutely steal one in Rose Hill if they can execute the final 14 seconds.
Robinson goes right to the rim. Just kind of lowers his shoulder. Got a pretty good look on it. Might have gotten hit a little bit, but I like that the refs let him play on. But Robinson fights in there, gets the rebound, tosses it out, and then great job by Coach Rice calling a timeout there to set up a play.
You know, Steve, Brees Kofani has had a tough go of things in this game. Four fouls, five rebounds, 4 points. But he's made two of the biggest plays in this game. He made that little eight-foot jump shot, if you remember, that Nicholas assisted on. And then he kept that play alive. Now, those are two massive plays that now, if Mammoth scores here and wins this game, you look back and say that's maybe the reason why. Also, it's been a defense that has held Fordham scoreless for the last 4 minutes. Assist point to my guy, Chris Stroud, Fordham SID, who's working the SNY TV broadcast next to me. What do you do now? Down one, 14 seconds to go, Steve. If you would have said we'd be here when it was 50-41, I wouldn't have believed you. But Mammoth is one possession away from winning this one.
And situations like this, we've seen a lot of Justin Robinson isolation or two-man game with Brees Kofani at the top of the key, letting them set that flat ball screen, Robinson deciding which way to go. Now, Robinson's had a tough night so far shooting-wise. But Deion Jones, he's got 15 in this game. Will he get the call, or will Coach Rice stick with Justin Robinson?
Inbound to Robinson. 12 seconds to go. Hawks down one, 50-49. It's Deion Jones with 8 seconds. Jones will drive on Mandel Thomas. Throws it up. No call. A lot of contact. Rooms pulls it down. Jones misstep going to the rim and threw one up. No foul call. And Monmouth has to foul Ryan Rooms with 3.5 seconds to go.
Just a basic isolation play for Deion Jones with Max DeLeo running through the baseline to the left corner. Deion caught it at the left corner. Tried to shake him up and go to his right hand and try to get to the other side of the rim. But you know what? Not great spacing. Deion Jones didn't have really that much room to go. There was a little bit of contact, but I think it was a good no call.
Rooms at the line. Monmouth will still potentially have an option and a chance to win it. Well, not, maybe not here. As Rooms makes foul shot number one, it's a 51-49 game. If he makes the second one, the best Monmouth can do is tie with 3.5 seconds to go. And looking at the replay, it didn't look like Deion was fouled. He just flat out tripped. Rooms makes them both. Coach Pecora, Steve, will take a 30.
Wow, I'm a little shocked that Pecora took a timeout there. And here's why, and I'm actually very excited about that. Monmouth has one timeout left. What they like to do here is they try to run a guy to half court, have him catch the ball at half court, and then call timeout to advance the ball that way. Pecora called a timeout there. I thought Monmouth was going to call one, which wouldn't give them that option. Now they have it, and I would like them to do that. We'll see if Monmouth can execute that. Usually they've been pretty good at doing that. Try to get the ball at half court, call timeout, and then draw up a play for a three.
Steve, let me test your memory. It was last winter we were at Ryder for a game in a very similar situation. We appreciate you hanging with us through some brief technical issues, Steve. Monmouth inbounded the ball, and in a very anticlimactic moment, Andrew Nicholas threw a left-handed baseball pass, as you said, to Max DeLeo, streaking left to right across half court, almost a football crossing pattern. Max caught it. If it was college football, he'd be in because he got 1 foot in, but his second foot was way out of bounds by about a foot. So Monmouth has turned it over, down 52-49 with 3.6 seconds to go. And now, short of some kind of miracle happening, all but forego a chance to try and tie this one up.
Yeah, really, like you said, anticlimactic way to end this game. They were doing exactly what we talked about. Nicholas ran the baseline to his left hand because he's a lefty. Max DeLeo basically ran a down and out, the turn going towards the sideline, and the pass just kind of carried him out of bounds. Wasn't a great pass, and he stepped on the out of bounds line as he caught it.
3.6 seconds to go. Fordham will inbound and with Antoine Anderson under their own basket. Anderson having a tough time getting it in. They floated into Sengfeller, and the ball's loose. Robinson pulls it down, heaves one up, and there is a whistle. Coach Rice, they say, called timeout with 0.9 seconds to go. Monmouth stole the inbound. Robinson threw one up. Coach Rice is saying, no way I called timeout. And the officials will now talk about it. Steve, if you recall, Monmouth did have a timeout because they didn't take one when DeLeo stepped out of bounds. So now, Max. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm sure you know by now, but let me reset for you the last couple of minutes. Monmouth inbounded the ball with 2 seconds to go in regulation, and Colin Stewart drilled a three at the buzzer that has now sent us into overtime. Justin Robinson then scored on the first possession of overtime, and after going back and forth, with now Chris Sengfeller at the line. This game is all tied again at 54, and he's at the line for a chance for a three-point play. You would have heard that had we had working equipment here at Rose Hill Gym in Fordham.
Well, Eddie, what an incredible finish to this game. It's really unfortunate that our listeners couldn't hear the final there as Colin Stewart caught that inbounds pass. His man gambled for the steal, similar to the Ryder game that you referenced with Justin Robinson last year. He takes two left-handed dribbles to the three-point line on the left side and raises up and bangs it down at the buzzer to tie the game. Now we have 54 tie here. 3:50 to go in overtime.
Monmouth with the ball after that missed free throw. Max DeLeo will pump it three, get his man in the air, shuffle one off to Kofani, who misses one. Rooms pulls it down. A lot of contact down low and no call.
A lot of contact on that play.
3:35 and counting to go in our first overtime. Well, Monmouth and Fordham tied at 54. It was a Colin Stewart three that got us here. Kofani, his third block in the second half in overtime. And then Fordham, keeping possession, throws it in the backcourt. Monmouth will get it back, all tied at 54 with 3 minutes and 21 seconds to go in overtime number one.
Late in the second half with offensive rebounds, and now in overtime with blocked shots, Breece Kofani has been just a beast all over the place on the boards. Blocked 3 layups so far in overtime for Fordham. Great job by him.
Well, Steve, big-time players make big-time plays when it counts, and Kofani's been there in overtime. Max DeLeo, he'll hoist up a triple. He'll bury it! Huge shot for Max. Monmouth goes up 57-54.
Monmouth has all the momentum now, and Max had a right corner shot called back because of an offensive foul on Kofani earlier on in overtime. He bangs that one now from the right wing.
Hawks are on top now. Pascal to answer for three, and he does. Pascal will tie this game at 57.
A big shot there by a big-time player.
Well, now a good back-and-forth game has erupted in the Bronx. Stewart on the left wing. They find Nicholas at the elbow. Nicholas to Robinson. He'll drive. Pick up his dribble. Throw to DeLeo, top of the key. Max gets his man in the air. To the rim, and an offensive foul is called on Max DeLeo with 2:15 to go. I'll say this one from the biased play-by-play guy. There is no way that that was a blocking foul. It looked as though Rooms was moving the entire time, Steve.
Eddie, I don't even think that it wasn't even close to a charge. I think we've been pretty objective all game. To me, that's just a missed call right there. That's a very, very tough call on DeLeo. Great shot fake to get his defender in the air. Strong drive going to his right hand. That's just a very, very tough call, as he was moving the whole time.
And that foul has fouled Max DeLeo out. So he is gone now. I'm trying to get a replay on the SNY monitor. And Steve, I think they're going to get us one eventually. 2:15 to go in this one. 57 all. Watching the play here with DeLeo. That's just a
tough call.
Tough call. 2 minutes, Steve, even to go in this one. 57 all. Pascal just hit a big three. Throws top of the key. Anderson right back to Pascal. He's got 15. Minute 50 to go in this one. Overtime number one. Stengfelder throws top of the key to Anderson. Anderson with Robinson on him. Pascal, a deep three. Way strong. Rebound tipped into the arms of Kofani.
Great contest by Colin Stewart there.
Monmouth ball, 1:35 to go. Stewart, you can see the confidence in his game rising here. As Monmouth possesses with 90 seconds to go. Robinson to the rim. Can't get it to go. Loose ball. Stengfelder back the other way. One-on-one with Stewart. He'll dunk it to give Fordham a two-point lead. Hawks rush it backcourt now. 1:15 to go. Monmouth down 59-57. Skip pass to Stewart. Corner triple for Nicholas. Too strong. Kofani pulls down the offensive rebound. His putback is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Stengfelder. Anderson wants to run now with 60 seconds to go. Coach Pecora tells him to slow down. Fordham up two with the ball. And Antoine Anderson is fouled by Justin Robinson with 55.3 seconds left.
Just a tired-looking putback attempt by Breece Kofani. Nice rebound there, but didn't really have his feet underneath them. A little bit of a soft attempt. Just seemed tired to me, and he's really put in a great effort in this game, especially late. Monmouth now sending Anderson to the line again. Over three tonight, all front end of one-on-ones. He's going to get two now.
Well, one of the main reasons we're in overtime right now are those three Antoine Anderson missed free throws. He has two now here. So maybe he doesn't have to think about it as much. The redshirt freshman and we'll make the first one. It's amazing what two shots do to a player's confidence.
Yep, absolutely.
60-57. Monmouth has come back once in this one. And they do it again. Anderson makes them both. It's a four-point Fordham lead. Robinson brings it into the front court. To Nicholas. Colin Stewart for three. An air ball too strong as Pascal pulls it down. Monmouth close, Steve, to having a foul territory here. He'll throw it over to Mandel Thomas. Kofani's got four fouls. He's guarding Thomas. They now throw to Anderson. He's got it, dribbling, and Stewart finally fouls him with 30.1 to go, and Anderson, who just made two, will go to the line for two more, and Fordham leading 61-57.
Well, the bench screaming there to foul him. He's the guy they're looking to send to the line, and it's amazing how good Colin Stewart can look on one play. The buzzer beater pull-up, and then he's got a left corner wide-open shot that he airballs, and that's kind of the roller coaster ride with Colin Stewart, but Anderson makes the first. Now Monmouth needing a quick shot, quick make, and then set up a press and look to steal and then foul.
Anderson makes one of two, so it's a five-point game, 62-57. Deion Jones is going to drive. He's fouled by Rooms with 24.3 seconds to go. So Rooms picks up foul number three. And, Steve, a technical foul has been assessed. Who did they call the T on? Oh, man. The T was called on Coach Rice? Get the heck out of here.
Coach Rice has kind of been barking at the same official for a while now, and I guess he said a little bit too much there. He was barking at the official that called the charging foul on Max DeLeo, and he's been giving it to him for a while. And then that official lost patience and teched up King.
Mandel Thomas will make his first free throw. That is a tough area of the game to get teed up in. Team was down 62-57. When I saw the T was called, I just assumed it was on Tom Pecora. So now Deion Jones will have two free throws. Hawks are now down seven with 24.3 to go. And, Steve, is that the same official that Coach is talking to now that teed him up?
Yes.
Great. Deion Jones will miss the first one. It all really unraveled for Monmouth, Steve, after this game was tied, I believe, at 57 all. After Colin Stewart sent us to overtime. Jones makes one of two. Hawks down six, 64-58. And Robinson fouls Mandel Thomas in the backcourt with 21 seconds to go.
The air really came out of this game fast in overtime here. You had the great Colin Stewart buzzer beater to tie it. Robinson started off the overtime with a layup. Hawks went up two. But then some big plays by Fordham, a steal, a layup by Stengfelder to put him up two, and that's what really has been the difference so far. And then Monmouth not being able to get anything going offensively after that Stengfelder dunk in transition.
Mandel,
a couple tough calls too, to say the least. I know Coach Rice is fired up, especially on that charging call on DeLeo. That was a very, very tough call. But you know what? You also got to be able to recover and make some more plays, and the Hawks haven't been able to do that here.
Thomas goes 2-for-2 from the line. Hawks down 8. Colin Stewart will miss a 3. Rebound to Brian Smith with 12 seconds to go. Kofani will foul and foul out. So Smith will go to the line for 2. Stay tuned post-game. We will go over our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard, as well as give you final game statistics and be joined on the floor by head coach King Rice. Get his thoughts on this game, Steve, that what Danny Pellari getting ready to check in for Brees Kofani. Worth mentioning that Monmouth never led in the second half. It is eerily reminiscent of that Ryder game from last year where they tie it up with a buzzer three, come out, score the first overtime basket, and then since that point, really has been Fordham And it hasn't even been Eric Paschal. He's been good with 15, but Sternfelder has had, he's got 21 and 11, and he's been probably the reason that Fordham is going to get this non-league win and avenge last year's loss to Monmouth as Smith makes his first one.
Comparing it to the Rider game is pretty right on, Eddie, as Monmouth was getting run out of the gym in that first half, too, as well. But great job of fighting and forcing overtime and a smart play, fouling Anderson, who missed a lot of shots or missed a lot of front ends of one-on-ones. But, you know, when it all comes down to it, that sluggish first half is going to end up costing Monmouth this ball game.
Hawks will drop this one as the clock hits zero. They fall 68-58. Fordham next time out, December the 14th. They take on city rival St. John's in Madison Square Garden. Should be a good one between these teams at a 1:30 tip. Monmouth next time out. Hawks need a 10-day break before we come back to another borough in the city. And Monmouth takes on Wagner on December 20th at 4 p.m. We now begin our Jersey Mike's postgame show presented by the Jersey Mike's, location on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in Carriage Square. Or order online at jerseymikes.com today. We'll be joined by Coach King Rice at some point during our postgame show. Hawks fall 68-58. Steve, tough one here this evening. Your impressions, your takeaways in a game in which Monmouth trailed by double figures, came back to send it to overtime on a Colin Stewart three before ultimately dropping one in overtime.
Well, it all comes down to really the first half of play, that they came out sluggish. They turned the ball over a lot. Fordham took a lead in the halftime. And then even in the first half of the second half, the first 10 minutes of the second half, Monmouth and Fordham played an even game. And then Monmouth started to get some momentum going and chip into it. They got some missed foul shots late. Brees Cofani was phenomenal late. They started making plays and hitting shots. And then you had the Colin Stewart three to tie it up. The overtime was a roller coaster ride in itself. Monmouth started off strong. They actually had a three-point lead in overtime, and Eric Paschal hit an enormous three off a screen on the left wing to tie the game, and then you had the Sengfelder leak out and layup, and then Fordham never looked back from there, and Monmouth just couldn't put enough plays together late.
We'll take our first time out on our Jersey Mike's postgame show. We'll come back with Out of Town. Back on our Jersey Mike Subs postgame show, our Coach Rice interview is presented by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. Visit them online, worldsubaru.com. They think the world of their customer. Happy to be joined here on the court by head coach King Rice. And Coach Rice, Steve and I commented on this seemingly all second half and then overtime. The determination and effort that your team displayed to come back in the second half, we noticed it. It was noticeable, eventually forcing overtime before falling. Your impressions on this overtime contest?
Well, first I want to just take my hat off to Fordham. Coach Pecora had those kids ready. They played well tonight. For the Hawks, we're not going to praise tonight. No, we're not doing that. We did not come to play, okay? We were too souped up because we beat Iona. That's one game just like this game. Everybody celebrates. Everybody thinks that we're good already. And we're not to that point yet. It's a process to get there. Today we fell victim to the little tiny thing called success.
Coach, Colin Stewart has been one heck of a roller coaster ride. Talk about the shot he hit at the buzzer. He left-handed two dribbles into a pull-up shot at the buzzer for three there. We know how talented he is. Talk about how big that shot was.
Yeah, that was a big shot. You know, anytime you play the way we play today, you know, 22% and a half, you know, you got to have some luck sometimes, and we were lucky to even get it to overtime.
Coach, impressions now as your team goes in to a 10-day layoff for finals. You return to action again in New York City against Wagner on December 20th, but you just said it. You get the two big wins in MAC play. Then you have the effort tonight. What do you want to see out of your players the next couple of days before they take the court again in 10 days in Staten Island?
Well, I'm going to look for another group to grow up. A couple of days, we got to grow up. The thing we got to do, we got to trust the coaches, okay? You have a little bit of success. Everybody starts patting you on the back, telling you that you did something, that you arrived. 2-0 on the MAC, now we're under 500. All of that doesn't matter. You got to come to work every single day. Fortunately for us, this was the first time we no-showed. We totally no-showed today. That's all on me. We'll be ready when we see Wagner.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us for your remarks post-game. We appreciate it. And get some rest over the next couple of days. We'll see you in Wagner.
All right. Thank you, guys. Shout out to my family.
That's Head Coach King Rice. Always appreciate him joining us on the post-game show here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. As Steve, we'll now continue with our Jersey Mike's post-game show. Before we get to Coach Rice's comments, our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero and the other game involving, well, it's a MAC game, and Iona gets a league win, defeating Ryder 77-64. St. Peter's leading Princeton right now in Jersey City, not too far away from where we are, 42-34 in the second half. We now take a look at our statistics, and it's presented by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great restaurant locations. Hawks put just one guy in double figures, and it's Deion Jones, who goes for 16 points, 6 boards. Colin Stewart just misses out, 9 points on 3 of 5 from 3, 7 for DeLeo, 7 for James. And Steve Monmouth for the game shoots just 36%. They shoot just 34% in the second half and 22% in overtime. Ultimately, their downfall. They do improve and continue to improve their free throw shooting, 16 of 22. But as Coach Rice said, not enough this evening to pull out a win. And Monmouth now will drop below 500 at 4-5.
I thought Monmouth was shooting threes too many times in the second half, even though they made 4-12. And Colin Stewart hit that big one. You know, they only shot 4 threes in the first half. They were 1-4. They took 17 in the second half and in overtime, and they finished 6 of 21. They didn't get enough easy baskets at the rim. And in reality, Eddie, this game comes down to exactly what Coach Rice said.
Yeah, I agree.
They just came out sluggish. It was your typical letdown game after a big win. You go on the road against a team that's at the bottom of their conference in Fordham in the A-10, and it's not a league game, and it's a snowy Wednesday night, and all the elements add up to just a letdown, and that's exactly what happened tonight.
Well, we will say goodbye, but Steve, we cannot do that without thanking, I would say, our most valuable player of the game. It wasn't one of the guys on the floor tonight. It was Zach Collins back in the studio engineering our broadcast tonight and bearing with us with what can just be described as horrendous conditions here to broadcast the game, dropping phone lines and things like that. Zach, we would love to thank you very much. Next time you're in the Monmouth County area, my friend, the dinner is on me, absolutely. As Steve, final thoughts now with Monmouth not on this game, going into this 10-day break and before having to play again at Wagner, your impressions now, what this team will need to clean up. Same question I ended Coach Rice with before we say goodnight.
Well, I know for a fact that they're in for some pretty tough practices for the next 10 days. And this is a learning experience for still a fairly young team in the Monmouth Hawks. And you know Coach Rice and Coach Callahan and the rest of the Monmouth staff are really going to get after the guys. And this is the time of year, too, where this is one of Coach Rice's pet peeves, where the holiday time of the year where they get some time off and they get to stay away, go home and be gone for 2 or 3 days, and then they come back and they're a little bit sluggish. Coach Rice might be able to refer back to this game during the Christmas time and say, remember what happened when we were sluggish at Fordham? Let's not have that happen after Christmas break later on in the season. So hopefully they can turn this into a positive and learn from it.
Well, Steve, along with Zach, great job by you, my friend, as well. We want to thank John Ruse for joining us at halftime. Steve, thanks for bearing with us and doing a great job analyzing the game despite not ideal conditions for us, my friend. Great job as always.
Eddie, thanks for having me. Zach, great job.
For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, Zach Collins back in the studios, and the entire Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network teams, I'm Eddie Iacopinti saying goodnight. We will be back on the air December 20th when the Hawks visit Wagner. Until then, check everything out on ShoreSportsNetwork.com and obviously on the Monmouth Digital Network. We say goodnight from the Bronx.